I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Today, the questions. Investigators are piecing together what happened at Fort Hood yesterday. A gunman killed 13 people and injured 30 more. He was wounded by police responding to gunfire and remains under armed guard. In a few minutes, we'll hear from a military trauma expert, but we begin our coverage with The World's Matthew Bell.
The White House today said President Obama plans to attend a memorial service for those killed in yesterday's shooting at Fort Hood, and if need be, he will postpone an upcoming overseas trip to be there. Mr. Obama also made a statement about the tragedy from the Rose Garden.
This morning I met with FBI Director Mueller and the relevant agencies to discuss their ongoing investigation into what caused one individual to turn his gun on fellow servicemen and women. We don't know all the answers yet, and I would caution against jumping to conclusions until we have all the facts. What we do know is that there are families, friends, and an entire nation grieving right now for the valiant men and women who came under attack yesterday in one of the worst mass shootings ever to take place on an American military base.
There are still many unanswered questions about the suspected gunman. Nidal Hassan was reported to be in a coma, but authorities think he will survive. The alleged gunman is a 39-year-old Army major and psychiatrist. Hassan is said to be an American-born Muslim and the son of parents with Palestinian background. Relatives have been quoted saying that Hassan was troubled by the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. A retired Army officer told Fox News that he worked with Hassan, that Hassan often argued with colleagues who supported the two wars, and that Hassan tried to avoid being deployed to a combat zone. As news reports begin to paint their own picture of the suspect, Ray Hanania says President Obama's call to avoid jumping to conclusions is a welcome one. Hanania is an Army veteran and a member of a group called the Association of Patriotic Arab Americans in the Military.
This is probably the worst thing that has happened since September 11th because it touches on this aspect of a man who was in a fraternity where they were all together and where relying on each other for your safety is the number one priority. That's what the military teaches us.
And Hanania says that's what basic training is all about, learning to get over prejudices so you can trust the soldier next to you, no matter what race, ethnicity, or religion he or she happens to be.
It's very frightening to me that boundary was crossed in this massacre yesterday. That's what makes it so troubling, and I think that really feeds the fear and even, you know, emotion and anger of mainstream Americans.
Hanania says he worries about this incident causing a backlash against Arabs and Muslims serving in the U.S. military. Retired Army officer and Pentagon advisor Robert McGinnis has concerns as well. Judging by what news reports are alleging about Hassan and his views, McGinnis says the Army might have failed to deal with a problem soldier.
If all this is true, then we do have plenty of markers that should have identified to its chain of command that they had a loyalty problem and that they should take immediate action to separate him either from the service or certainly remove him from influence over other soldiers.
But McGinnis adds that making sure military personnel are loyal cannot be allowed to spiral into a witch hunt based on religion or ethnicity.
My concern is that we not use a broad brush in this case. Just because one member of a large, loyal, well-serving minority in today's military, we have maybe 5,000 or so people that are self-identified as Muslims, they should not be painted with a brush, even if all of what has been allegated against this young major is true. You know, they're serving faithfully. They're serving loyally.
McGinnis stresses that the suspect's motives are not known and that they might never be known fully. If he does survive, though, Nidal Hassan could have a chance to explain his motives for himself. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.